Hey guys, and welcome to the mailbag version of the WWE podcast, where we take your voicemails, we take your emails, anything you guys send us, we answer right here once a week. And we've got a few tonight, not overwhelming, so I'm not expecting a super long show, but we have a handful of voicemails that we're going to get to. And if you'd like to join and you want your voice, your opinion voiced right here on the show, call us 518-952-0247. You can also email us questions, or you can email us your voice file at realwwepodcast@gmail.com. So, alrighty, let's not wait. Let's get right into the voicemails. And this is Kyle from New York. So let's see what Kyle has to say.
Hey, Matt. It's Kyle from New York again. I have two things. One, do you think Sasha Banks... Well, by the way, this voicemail is like three days after... might be 2 days after the SmackDown episode where Sasha Banks retained against Carmella by disqualification. Now... I'm predicting that she's going to still defend against Carmella at TLC. Maybe this time at TLC match, maybe this Friday, Carmella will be like, I don't know, she'll be like, you know, I want to fight you at TLC in a title match, so this time you can't win by DQ, it will be a TLC match. If that does happen, do you think Sasha's going to lose that match? Do you think she's going to lose the title in that match? I honestly hope she doesn't, because I think she had a long reign. It took her so long to get here. I don't want Sasha with the title. But if she does, do you think she can win the Royal Rumble and challenge for the title at WrestleMania? Because if she does lose it at TLC, I feel like that's what might happen. She might win it at WrestleMania. Maybe at the Royal Rumble, Sasha Banks will win the Women's Royal Rumble, but and then our title match at the Rumble will be Carmella defending against Bayley, and maybe Bayley wins it there. So that sets up Sasha versus Bayley again at WrestleMania to end their feud finally, since everyone is it's like guessing that they might fight again one day. Well, if that happens, let me know your thoughts. And second, I have a wrestling nostalgia suggestion. I don't remember if you did this on your channel already. If you don't, this is useless. You could just answer my first question. This one, this is useless if you already did this one. But can you do a wrestling nostalgia maybe on the Daniel Bryan main event at WrestleMania 30? 30, yeah. When Daniel Bryan became a double champion in the main event. Can you do that as a wrestling nostalgia? That's all I really have. So, that's it. Those two things. Thanks.
All right, Kyle. Well, thanks for the suggestion, first of all. I will definitely keep that in mind. I don't think I've done the Daniel Bryan win. If I missed that, I don't know how I have, but thank you for the reminder. I'll put that in the next up list, if I remember. I'm terrible about wrestling nostalgia. Sometimes I don't remember what people have suggested. I got to organize my thoughts better. So your whole scenario about Sasha Banks, I think you could be onto something when it comes to Sasha Banks losing the women's championship at TLC. There, I think, is more than a solid chance of that happening. And I still haven't really come down on exactly what I think is going to happen in that match. Plus, I'm also trying to keep you guys hooked for the... preview and prediction show coming Saturday night. But beyond that, I will say, and I'm being honest when I say this, I think there's a strong chance. Again, we still have to get through a Friday Night SmackDown to really see how things play out. That sometimes does lend a clue to what could happen at the pay-per-view. But Sasha Banks right now is kind of in a weird place. Yes, she went through hell to get the championship, and the whole Bayley payoff was a big flop, huge flop. But is she really doing a great job as champion, as a babyface champion? The answer to that is no. I really don't know who could tell me with a serious face that Sasha Banks is doing an excellent job as babyface women's champion. It's not even arguable almost. She's doing a terrible job, and it's because she's still acting like a heel. And she's acting very heelish and obnoxious and hasn't changed her character at all since she was with Bayley, which really lends to you to believe why the hell is she even booked as a babyface? She's still a heel. So that's, I guess, a conversation for another time. But certainly there's a possibility of Sasha Banks losing that championship Sunday. And then, as you said, winning the Royal Rumble, Bayley somehow has it back, and then they have a huge blow off at WrestleMania. And that could still be the main event for SmackDown, you know, come WrestleMania time. Alrighty, well, thanks, Kyle. Let's get to voicemail number two.
Hi, it's Kyle from Baltimore, Maryland. I just wanted to talk about Sasha Banks and her character status right now currently. For me personally, I am a fan of what Sasha has been doing and has this character that she's portraying. Is it more arrogant and not likable? I don't see that. I'll say that way. I enjoy her character. I've been doing lately as champion, and she's the, for me, in my personal opinion, the better champion than Asuka, and just better champion right now in WWE, along with Roman Reigns. The Roman Reigns is actually two of their favorite, some of my favorite champions right now in WWE. But, you know, she's just been doing a great, some great work so far. So I don't see all the hate on Sasha Banks with her character. So I personally like it, but that's just me. But thanks for the call. Bye.
All right, Kai. Well, geez, thanks for calling in, and I guess ask and you shall receive. I literally didn't look at the content of this voicemail. I didn't even know it was two Kyles back to back from New York and from Baltimore. So thank you, Kyle and Kyle, for bringing these subjects up. I really didn't design this, but I'm glad to talk to in air quotes, somebody that is a Sasha Banks fan right now. I will say this. I am a Sasha Banks fan in general. I have no issue with Sasha Banks from a in-ring perspective. She's really good in-ring. On the mic, she's eh. She's never been a blowaway promo, ever. She's always got that head shake, like she's like got the attitude, like she's the girl in the school with, like when you're going to school and you know there's just certain girls that have massive attitude, like guys. I mean, I'm not picking on the women, but there's certain people you know that just have an attitude. She's like that high school person. I'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to say male or female because I'm sure females listening to the show are like, you're sexist. No. But you know what I mean? There's certain people that have attitude and they give it the head shake, right? She's just very off-putting. She hasn't adjusted her character at all. That's the problem I have. She's done nothing different. Nothing. Since she broke up with Bayley, which, by the way, Bayley was smart enough to get to her before Sasha got to her. So there's nothing redeeming, no quality redeeming about Sasha Banks right now that would make me want to cheer for her. She gets out-promoed by Carmella. All she has is her attitude and talking about how she's the boss. Well, that doesn't mean anything because there's no context behind it. It's just a slogan. I don't know. Sasha Banks is in a big rut right now. I know you don't feel that way, and that's great. Like, if you love Sasha Banks and what she's doing, hey, more power to you. I have nothing against that. I'm not trying to get you to dislike her. I'm giving you the reasons why I think the fans out there and myself, of course, don't relate to the Sasha Banks character in a way that would go, oh man, this is so satisfying with her as champion. It's not. It's not, because we haven't got a different version of Sasha. She's the same obnoxious kind of robotic promo that we've gotten for many months. And it's just not, it's not endearing. It's not a personality I can get behind. It's just not. So thank you, Kyle, for your input. And I'm glad that you support her. More power to you. So, alrighty, let's get to the next voicemail.
Hey, this is DeWaz from the Indianapolis area. Hey, man, I constantly hear you talk about not liking the Street Profits and New Day and Bianca and just some of that stuff. And I just want to critique you a little bit. You got a lot of voices on your network, and unless I am completely wrong, and you can correct me if you need to, it's all white voices and then one female voice. And I would just suggest maybe bringing in a person of color, specifically maybe somebody of black descent, that could give you that Afro-American viewpoint on things, because I think the problem with the Street Profits and New Day, but especially the Street Profits and Bianca, is their attitude and characters are probably much more received in the black community. And I think maybe as a white man, and I even speak of myself in this, possibly we are missing it because we're not part of that culture. And so just be careful in tearing it down. You can be, you know, casual about disliking what they're doing, but I don't think that you're going to fully get all the slang because it's not our culture. I'm a white man, and I am a man that understands that I do not understand the culture of the black community or the culture of the Hispanic, Latino community or the Asian communities. I don't understand all their cultures, and I'm not going to get all their references, and I'm not going to get all the things that they say. But I just want to throw that out at you. Maybe this is not something you're going to air because maybe this ticks you off. I don't know. But I just thought I'd throw it out there and just put it there and make sure that you think about how we're looking at that, because I even was, you know, disliking a lot of it, then realized, well, maybe it's because it's a cultural thing for me as a white man living in Indiana, in a mostly white neighborhood, that's why I'm not getting it. Outside of that, Roman Reigns is killing it. I have not watched the latest Raw, so I don't know what's going on there. But Roman Reigns is killing it. I hope he keeps doing what he's doing. And Sasha, you need to work on your baby face because you sure seem like a heel. And Carmella is definitely a heel. But my biggest problem with Carmella and Sasha is, and some of the other women right now, why are we pushing back?
All right, Waz, well, whew, here we go. This is going to be a fun one, right? Like, this is going to be a fun response. Because I know of what, I know exactly what I've said about the Street Profits. I know exactly what I've said about New Day. I know exactly what I've said about Bianca Belair. I have said it many times. And here's the thing. I'm not backing down from what I've said. I 100% stand by what I've said. I have never made it a racial thing, and I know that you're trying to, based on culture. And you know what? Many within the black community probably are saying, yeah, that makes sense. He doesn't get it. He's a white guy, right? No. Well, first of all, number one, I don't think my opinion should be devalued because I'm a white guy watching black performers, and I don't like what they are portraying. I don't think this needs to be a race issue at all. These guys, Street Profits, or the New Day, or Bianca Belair, could be white. And I would say the same thing about them. I have never once brought up their skin color as the problem. Never. Nor would I. Never. That's not the problem. It's their attitudes. It's the way they come off on camera, which has nothing to do with skin color. And you could say that that's part of the African-American community. Well, how do you know that? Right? Like, we don't know that. And you know what? You could be right, though. We probably do have people that listen to this show that are saying exactly what you're thinking, or thinking what you're saying, and that, oh, it's exactly what it is, he's racist, right? Like, that is such a 2020 thing to say, of when you say anything negative about somebody, even if it has nothing to do with their skin color, nothing, it's immediately racist because they're a different skin color than you, right? Like, oh, it's racist. It's such a, to me, and I'm not talking about you, Waz, I'm talking about in general, right? Like, I'm not attacking you. I'm saying this is a larger issue in 2020. That is bleeding over now into wrestling. It doesn't have to, but it does, because it's so just all-encompassing. But in 2020, you just point at someone and go, oh, it's racist. You don't get it. You're not part of that culture. You don't get it. I don't have to be a part of a culture to have a valid opinion. It's either a valid opinion or it's not. I don't know why I need to have my skin color come into this. I don't think it does. And again, I mean, I understand what you're saying, though. Like, I get that they are a different skin color. I don't care about their skin color. In wrestling, I don't care about what ethnicity they are. They're either, to me, a babyface that I support or a babyface that I really don't like. And in this case, they're obnoxious. It has nothing to do with skin color. I don't like, and I know what they're saying, okay? I understand what smoke means. I understand all their slang. I understand all of what that means. Okay? I get it. But just because I'm not in that culture doesn't mean I can't have an opinion about it. And if somebody says I can't have an opinion about it because I'm a part of it, which means I can't identify with it because I'm white, well, isn't that racist? Right? It's racism. So, and again, Waz, I'm not attacking you. I understand what you're saying. I get it. And I had a feeling that attacking these particular personalities would all eventually just kind of combine into this overarching, like, oh, he doesn't like African-American performers, right? He doesn't like black performers. Nope. No, I don't. It's nothing to do with that. Their personalities are either endearing or they're not. I don't care what culture. I don't care about skin color. We've had how many different cultures, how many different skin colors. We've had every single race in WWE can imagine. And they are either likable or they're not. And just because I'm not part of the culture doesn't mean that I can't enjoy what they're doing or dislike what they're doing. Unfortunately, 2020 has kind of poisoned and programmed us to always make everything a race issue. Everything. And if you're not, you don't identify with that group, then you have no opinion, which is BS. Okay? Because my opinion is just as valid as somebody else's. It's either a good argument or it's a bad argument. Either my argument has merit or it doesn't. I don't care what skin color you are, right? So if somebody, now let me get this straight too. And, you know, if somebody was on this show, and say I was a black guy. I'm not, obviously. But say I was black and I said the exact same thing. I didn't change a word of what I said. Does suddenly my argument become valid because I'm black and saying this? See the argument? See the kind of the hypocrisy here? So I'm not attacking. I think the best athletes on the roster are the African-American men. And I'm a big fan of Apollo Crews, who I think is getting the shaft. I'm a big fan of Bobby Lashley, who I was advocating getting a world championship opportunity, beating Drew McIntyre earlier this summer. So there is nothing here that screams that I don't like them because they're black. They happen to be black, right? All five of these people that you talked about with New Day, and well, five, six, if you include Big E as part of New Day still. Big E isn't acting like this. I tear him down because he's acting like a goofball. I tear down Street Profits because they are acting obnoxious and they are staring at the camera rather than staring at each other when they're talking. Bianca Belair, her attitude is just off-putting. Again, everyone tries to tie everything back to skin color and, oh, I'm a white guy, so I can't have an opinion, which is a whole bunch of crap. Again, I was a black guy sitting here saying this, no one would have a problem with it. But because I'm a white guy, suddenly people, you don't identify. Again, it should be on merit. Your argument, it should have merit. It should have backup. You have justification for why you believe what you believe, regardless of skin color. So, Waz, I get what you're saying. I disagree with what you're saying. I'm not pissed. I aired this. I'm not angry. Hey, you have your opinion, and I'm glad you brought it up. And I'm sure listeners were like, oh, man, what's he going to say to this? But I'm sure some of them out there agree with what you're saying. Like, yeah, he's going after them. They're, you know, the African Americans because they talk different, they speak different. Look, every race, every culture in the history of the world has had their own language, has had their own way of living, own way of doing things. That doesn't mean that because their skin color defines what they're going to do. Individual responsibility, individual decisions decide what you're going to do. Everyone's not a robot. You can do and feel and act any way you like. It has nothing to do with your skin color. It's personal decision. And in this case, it's WWE's decision to portray them this way. So really, I should be getting angry with WWE the way they're portraying them because I don't think it's very endearing. I don't like the personality. I have never once mentioned skin color. Never. So I wanted to get that out there because I had a feeling sooner or later somebody was going to say something, and it's just a difference of opinion. But unfortunately, when you put the common denominator together, people go, oh, they're all black. He doesn't like the black community. Stop. You know, I don't need to be a part of the culture to have an opinion on whether or not I like a pro wrestling personality of which these people all happen to be African-American. Come on. I mean, you know. Thank you, Waz, and you know I hope you call back. I'm glad you brought it up because I'm sure people were sitting there thinking it, and I didn't want to bring race into it because Lord knows the world doesn't need any more racist accusations because that's all everyone seems to do when you know, things, you have somebody you don't like, you go, racist. It's, to me, it's kind of a lazy argument. Not you, Oz, not you, but in the world today, it's such a, just kind of a gap of everything. You know, this didn't happen because it's racist. That didn't happen because it's racist. Well, racism is just the cure-all. It's the answer to all of our problems, or it's the purpose, or the root of all of our problems, which, I don't know, lots of dangerous territory I'm getting in terms of a rabbit hole, right? Like, it's dangerous. Trust me, racism exists. I'm not denying it exists. But, all right, well, let's get into, this is wrestling. We're talking about wrestling, so let's get on to the next one. I have a feeling, though, Mr. Casual Wrestling Fan is going to maybe bring me back down the rabbit hole. Oh, this is going to get fun. So let's take a listen. And this is the final voicemail, so maybe we'll go out with a bang here.
Hey, man, it's the Casual Wrestling Fan. How you doing? I want to start off by saying thank you. The way you took my call last week when I disagreed with how you felt and you disagree how I feel like more Americans could be like that. You can have a difference of opinion and not hate each other. And I think, like, I really appreciate the way you took it. So let me start off with that. Number two, I don't know if you watched Talking Smack or if you've seen it this past week, but Big E was on there. And what Paul Heyman said to him really, I think, indicates he's going for a big change in his persona. The way Paul Heyman was looking at him, and even so much as said that now when Roman Reigns gets in the ring, nobody says anything about the Shield. And the way Big E looked at him, I think he's really going to get a big change coming to his character. And I like that. Number next, I'm double down. I still think Drew's going to lose. I think Sheamus will be involved in some way or another. And I think that'll take Drew off of the WWE Championship path and put him in a rivalry with Sheamus. I think that might happen. I could be wrong. I think it's a toss-up. But if I predict it as I have, I'm going to say again, I still think he's going to drop the belt. Also, I want to speak on the Hurt Business. I love the Hurt Business. They had a great match against the New Day and Jeff Hardy. But did you notice how they was looking at Cedric Alexander when he was celebrating? Like, I don't know if that was a shoot or a work, but they was really looking puzzled, like, why are you acting like that? I do think with the Hurt Business should go over the New Day. I mean, if I was the booker, they'd be going over, and they should. Next, I want to thank you for using my Matt Riddle as a 2020 version of RVD, because he is. I still like him. I know you still don't, and that's fine. And also, I didn't like the beginning segment of Raw either, and you're totally right. If I was new to wrestling and I turned that crap on, I would turn down in 2 minutes and be like, what am I watching? But that's all I got this week. Thanks again for what you're doing. Love the show this week, and you guys have a great week.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Casual Wrestling Fan. Always a pleasure to hear from you. I'm glad that we can be civil and disagree, which is almost unheard of today, right? Like, especially in a political climate that is as intense as it is today. If you disagree with the person, you know, sitting next to you, that person is evil and wrong. And, you know, they are the Satan himself. Like, that is what unfortunately has been kind of the culture of 2020, and I don't see it getting any better. So I'm glad that you and I can agree to disagree. And I know that, as I said, with Waz, our previous caller, you know, he mentioned, oh, we should get another black, basically add some diversity to your team, is what he's saying. And I'm all for diversity. I'm all for it. But here's the thing. I don't want diversity for the sake of diversity without merit. Meaning, I'd rather have somebody, regardless of skin color, I don't care what your skin color is. I'd rather have somebody that's super intelligent, understands wrestling, knows what they want, knows how to speak professionally, and has a passion for wrestling over somebody that is diverse and putting that over the credentials of that person, which I think happens, you know, more often than it should in, you know, today, which is, again, black, white, Asian, I don't care what culture, race you are. Unfortunately, I think today you have a lot of people who just get put in positions because of their ethnicity rather than based on their credentials, which is a big mistake. It's a huge mistake. So I'm all for adding diversity. You know, if someone out there is a black man and loves wrestling and wants to be a co-host, throw your hat in the ring. Email me at realwwpodcast@gmail.com. I have no problem. But to me, the more important part is regardless of skin color, which is way too much. It's talked about way too much and used too much as a weapon. It's used too much for political advancement. I don't care what color you are. All I care about on this show is that you love wrestling, you have a passion for it, you have a knowledge about it, and you are committed to talk about wrestling, you know, on a weekly basis. That's all I care about. So if they happen to be black, awesome. Like, that's fine too. People will say, oh, I'm colorblind, I don't see colors. Of course we see colors. Let's be honest. Even if you're colorblind, you see black and white. Mr. Casual Wrestling Fan, you know, thank you. I'm glad that we can also agree to disagree and we can move on with our lives and not want to kill each other, because that's what disagreeing is about. Good points too, in some wrestling content. Good points about the, first of all, Hurt Business and New Day. I am a big fan of their matches. Love their matches. Every time they get in the ring, they put on a show. They are almost always the match of the night every single time that these men get in the ring. It's just, it's almost just fact at this point. And I'm big fans of all four men in the ring. Big time. So, and the last point that I'll address that I'm glad, really glad you brought up. I'm really glad you did. I can't believe I forgot about this, because it didn't happen on Raw or SmackDown. But when we looked at Talking Smack, if you guys haven't seen it, go watch it this week with Paul Heyman and Big E. Thank you so much for bringing this up. Big E was called to task by Paul Heyman, talking about how when Roman Reigns comes in the ring now, does anybody mention the Shield? The answer is no. Telling Big E, this is the Big E we've been waiting for. This is the Big E that's going to be a future Hall of Famer, right? And he was already going to the Hall of Fame anyway with New Day. New Day is a solidified Hall of Famer, but from a singles perspective, Big E has all the potential in the world. Paul Heyman knows it, and he just completely flipped the script on Big E. I don't believe that was a scripted piece. If it was, it was very, very minimally laid out, and then Paul Heyman filled in 95% of it. It was something that I'm glad Paul Heyman said, because I was thinking it. I'm thinking a lot of fans were thinking it, that Big E needs to get a little more serious. This is the Big E we've been waiting for, that we need to stop the connection with New Day and you need to do your own damn thing, is essentially what he said. Of course, there's much more to it, but go check it out. Big E was left speechless. It was great. It was something that needed to be said on Talking Smack, and hopefully it is a catalyst for moving forward with Big E's career. I'm a huge Big E fan in ring. He's got a great look, and I hope in the next year we are talking about Universal /and/or WWE champion Big E. There is a lot there. He just needs to move on from New Day. I cannot say this enough. He needs to stop with the New Day stuff. He's gone. New Day is on a different brand. You're in a singles run. Move away. He doesn't need to 180-degree turn, but let's see the progression of Big E. Stop with the references. Stop the way. The biggest thing, I think, with the New Day is even beyond the gear, which I think he started to change. He even got a new entrance song, and that's great. It's the way he speaks. Now, again, I'm not getting into racial anything, okay? He speaks like he's still in the New Day. I don't want Big E, or I don't want New Day Big E promo to stick around. New Day Big E promo voice needs to evolve into Big E speaking, just being himself. And he may be that quirky guy that we saw in the New Day, but there's more to his personality. We don't just have a one-dimensional personality. We have multiple personalities. All of us do. Okay, I'm not saying it's multiple personality disorder, but we have different moods. We have different ways of speaking to different people. We're all different versions of ourselves with different people. You know, you don't act the same way with your mom that you act the same way with your best friend. I mean, you just don't. You have certain ways that you act with certain people in your life. And Big E needs to stop pretending that the New Day is still there, and he needs to, you know, emote and act wacky and do his dances every single time that he comes out. And he needs to just have a speaking voice. I don't need like promo voice. Big E's constantly in promo voice. I don't need that. That to me is the biggest issue right now with Big E, is he's always on a promo voice. Like it's always like Big E is standing there with Xavier and Kofi right next to him all the time. They're not there anymore. So thank you so much for bringing that up. I said that multiple times now, but I'm glad you brought it up. I would have been really, really angry at myself for forgetting to bring up that Big E and Paul Heyman segment on Talking Smack. Thank you. And please call back. As civil Americans, my God, unbelievable. You heard it here first. We may be the first documented case in 2020 of agreeing to disagree. And that's what's great. You know, I don't get a whole lot of opposition on this show, but when I do, I welcome it. And Waz, same thing to you, man. I am really glad you brought that up. I'm sure that many of people were thinking it. Being a white guy talking about that happened to be all these, you know, black performers that I have issues with their personality and it's their culture. I've already addressed it, so I'm not going to address it again. But things like this, I welcome. I welcome the challenge. I want to debate things. I like actually talking through and being able to agree to disagree. I think we can all agree. I don't think anyone out there that listens to this show is a racist. I don't need to tell you I'm not a racist. I mean, it's pretty obvious, I think. Okay. I really am looking about quality wrestling in WWE. I care about, you know, wrestlers that have believable personalities, that have real, authentic promos, that aren't just being pro wrestling bombastic over the top. I don't like that. I don't like the cartoonish stuff. I do not like white, black, don't care. The cartoonish, over the top, obnoxious personalities are not my thing. And I don't, again, skin color is irrelevant. I've never once mentioned that. Never. And has never come across. It's not a thing with me. Okay. So, boy, quite an intense, probably the most intense mailbag yet. So maybe we'll calm things down next time. But if not, look, I'm not going to not air a voicemail that disagrees with me. I think that would be doing a disservice to the listener and the listeners and myself in this show, the integrity of this show, man. I love being able to hear what you guys think. I'm not going to shy away from somebody, you know, thinking I should do something a different way or disagreeing with me on a point or maybe bringing up the racial undertones that that people think may exist on the show that hopefully after listening to this, they may go, oh, okay, that's his reasoning and that's justification. Makes sense, right? Because I don't want to turn this into a political debate. It is too easy to do in 2020. This is about pro wrestling and it will always be about pro wrestling, WWE, as this is the WWE podcast. So guys, Waz and Kyle and the casual wrestling fan, thank you everybody for calling in. And anybody else who wants to join in, please do so. I do this every single Wednesday night. I'm recording this, but I drop it Thursday morning. Thank you to everyone. And take a breath. Whew, I know I need one. And I will talk to everybody next time.